Chapter 4, Saturday, January 5th, 1980. The Navy recruitment office was in a strip mall between a Piggly Wiggly and a Hot Shops. Mr. Mann led Joe into the office and introduced him to the recruiter, and then went off on his errands. The recruiter, one Petty Officer Garrick, gave the standard spiel about how Joe could earn a decent salary and save some money by avoiding things like room and board and insurance costs, all while learning valuable job skills. Furthermore, if Joe served for 3 years, the Navy would help him with his college costs, should he enroll after his discharge. Joe wasn't particularly impressed, as these benefits were irrelevant to his immediate hand-to-mouth needs. For Joe, the main issue was whether he should make a 3-year commitment in order to avoid a spell of homelessness and the possibility of landing back in Arlington as a high school dropout with drug and alcohol problems. After Petty Officer Garrick was done with his speech, he asked Joe to take a test. Joe was sent into a small room in the back with a question booklet, an answer sheet, and a number 2 pencil. The test was not unlike the GED test that Joe had been studying for, and concentrated mostly on math, logic, and spatial relations. After 8 minutes, Joe emerged from the room. "You have a question?" the sailor asked him. "No, I'm done." "Done? That's a half-hour test, and most people don't even finish it then. You've got 12 minutes left. Why don't you go back and double-check your answers?" "That's all right. I already did." Joe placed the test on the recruiter's desk. The petty officer matched up the answer sheet with a perforated grading sheet. Through each hole in the grading sheet, a penciled-in mark on the answer sheet could be seen. "That's amazing. I've never seen anyone ace this test, especially not in 18 minutes. You've got some career ahead of you in the Navy," Garrett exclaimed. For the first time, Joe started to warm up to the idea of enlisting. He wasn't keen on the military or serving his country, but the prospect of being appreciated and valued appealed to him. "I'd like to call my brother to tell him my plans." Joe was still hoping that his brother would be ready to join him in Florida and offer some sort of alternative to the Navy. "If you want to make a collect call, you can use my phone. Otherwise, there's a payphone in front of the Piggly Wiggly." Joe scrounged around in his pockets for some change. "I think I'll use your phone," he said after an unsuccessful search. Joe picked up the phone and dialed 0. The operator asked him to hold. A minute later, she came back and said that there had been no answer and advised him to try again. Joe knew that wouldn't be necessary. He placed the receiver back on the cradle. "Where do I sign?" That's the end of the chapter.